Well, see, when I got out of high school, the first job I had was an apprentice carpenter, and I knew the foreman on the job. Well, he was from Evil. They called him Fatty Maffei. Everybody had a nickname. That was Fatty Maffei. His regular name was Andrew. And he hired me, because he was a foreman. He hired me and as an apprentice carpenter. We worked on them houses by St. Anne's mm-hmm. and then up McGlone Heights.
Sure.
And when we finished on St. Anne's, I got transferred. I was working for Kenwood Realty, working up at McGlone Heights. And that job was finished. There was no more work. So I went to work for the railroad. I was a gantry dancer. You know what a gantry dancer is?
Tell us what a
you're laying railroad track. So that's what I was working on the gantry crew for the Great Northern Railroad. And when I was working on that job, I got drafted. And that was in 1954, I got drafted. Then when I come out of the service, I thought, well, I'm going to go see if I get on to carpenters again. So I went to Carpenters Union, and they sent me down south of Butte to the Safeway Warehouse. You know where that Safeway Warehouse is? And they just started that job, and I was on that job from beginning till end. And when we finished that job, Cahill Mooney transferred me over to the Texas Avenue Bridge. We rebuilt the Texas Avenue Bridge. And then when that job was done, there was no more work. So I thought, well, and that was in the beginning of that strike in 1959. That was a long strike here. Well, I was bartending at the time, too, at Martin's Bar. when the strike ended, I thought I'd see if I could get on with the Anaconda Company. So they did hire me. And they hired me to work in a stope at the con. But when I went up to the con, I knew this a very good friend of mine, Frankie Castelloni. He was running slime, so he got me as his partner. So we were slime runners. When you're running slimes, you take the waste rock mixed with water, and you fill in the stopes. So you got shaft miners, you got drift miners, raised miners, and stope miners. Well, after a raised miner raises he follows a vein of ore up, probably to the next level, which is 100 feet. He's not mining that vein of ore out either. He's just driving a raise. And then the stope miner comes in. And every set of timbers, he drills and blasts and gets all that vein, that rock out of there. And then that's got to be filled in. When that's filled in, he goes above that and does the same thing, drills and blasts, gets all that rock out of there, and you fill that in with slimes. The water drifts off and goes down on the pump stations. And so I was running slimes for about 3 years. Then my partner got transferred down to the Berkeley. And I didn't know who was going to be my partner then. So I thought, well, I'm going to transfer too. So I went down and talked to Jim Carden. And he said, yeah, we got a job for you as a mining down in the Berkeley. I was mining underneath the one of the crushers, mining out a big room. So they could mix the copper ore with the regular ore. And I was doing that job. And my boss came and told me and my partner, we got to get out of here because the ropemen are working above us and it's going to be dangerous. So we got out of there and went up and I was talking to one of the ropemen. I didn't even know what a ropeman was at that time. See, the Anaconda Company, we had 13 different unions. And the ropemen, they belonged to the Iron Workers Union. And when I come up there, when the iron workers were doing their job, I was talking to this one, Jimmy Jelovic. And I was talking to him, and he told me what the ropeman did. And what I liked about when I heard it was all mostly straight day shift. And he says, we are hiring people. He says, our boss, our foreman is hiring. We're going to hire some people. And I said, who do I talk to? So he told me, up here I'm on Main Street. At the original mine, that was the headquarters. So I left a little bit early from work there. And I went up, and his name was Ray Barrett. I went up, I was talking to him, and he interviewed me and talked to me for a while. And of course, he asked me what my name was. And I says, well, Tom Holter. He says, well, you related to Bill Holter? I says, yeah, he was my dad. He says, well, I worked with your dad at the Blackrock mine. And then he asked me a few questions. He said, you ever have any construction work? I says, yeah, I worked as an apprentice carpenter. He said, go back and tell Emmett Murphy, he was my foreman. He said, tell Emmett Murphy to get you a replacement. When he gets your replacement, he says, report to me. So it took 3 days. I went down there and the next day I told Emmett. And he said, well, we'll get somebody for you. And it took 3 days. And that night, when I was getting off shift, he said, report to Ray Barrett tomorrow. Then I was on the rope gang for 23 years. Yeah. Until I got hurt.